Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we come and thank you, Lord, you deal with us as sons. And Lord, we're the sons of glory. Lord, the very elect of God. And we just say thank you. Oh, thank you. You that are rich in mercy and the great love wherewith we are loved. Lord God, we will praise you for eternity and beyond. We thank you again today that you have called us and chosen us. And Lord, here we are in this wonderful moment, God, to receive more of your truth and love. And preaching and speaking and fellowship in that truth and love, we grow up into him in all things. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure and the stature and the fullness of you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this plan. And thank you for the plan of God in us. Lord, we glory in him and him alone. But Lord, that transformation from glory to glory in the image of him. Oh, hallelujah. By faith, you've caused my eyes to see it. And Lord, we thank you as the brother played. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Let us hear a little bit more about him this morning. We thank you, we praise you, and soon face to face, in Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and turn your Bibles to Psalm chapter 56, or the 56th Psalm. And let's begin reading verses 3 and 4, Psalm 56. It says there, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." And oh, how I thank him looking out here today of that testimony. Praise be to God. And he has shown himself mighty. We're not fearful of this flesh, are we? By the grace of God. Not fearful by the grace of God when we get sick. Not fearful by the grace of God when we come up against a sea that has not yet parted. Not fearful when we enter into the lion's den or the fiery furnace. We praise God together. Those are his. The sea is his. The furnace is his. Praise God. The lion's den is his. I thank the Lord, all them accommodations in there are just waiting for us to enter in with him. Amen. I thank the Lord, as it says in Psalm 118:6. It goes on and it says, "Not to fear what man can do unto me, or flesh can do unto me." And the reason is because the Lord is on my side. The Lord is on my side. The Lord is on your side. You didn't earn it. You didn't merit it. By the blood of Jesus, you just entered into it. Praise be to God. And he'll always be on your side. Know it. He's always so thankful. And thankful for us to know, if he be for us, who could be against us? Do you walk through life with that? Praise be to God. I put myself right there in the who. Yeah, he'll get things straightened out. If I be otherwise minded, it said he'll make that known unto me. It says, even when I believe not, yet he abides faithful. Who's taking care of me, huh? Who's the faithful one, huh? Who's the one that deserves all the glory and the praise, huh? I think it's easy to find that one, praise God, and it's right here in the Word, praise his name. But see, if he be for us and who could be against us, then you know what happens is we prevail. Do you know that? Amen. Oh, yes, you do. It's because he favors you. He can't deny himself. He cannot. You'll never be separated from his love. Remember this, brothers and sisters, whom he has made free is free indeed. You're born of God. You're now the sons of God. And that favor, praise the Lord, of the Father seeing his Son is the same favor that you receive. Because when he sees you, he sees his son. We prevail. We escape. Oh, isn't that marvelous? My, oh my. We'll even be exalted, the word of God says. I like that one, don't you? And I felt kicked around. And not, you know, sometimes we think we need to be respected. We need all these different things. I'm so thankful Jesus didn't think any of that. If any of that was going on, he never would have gone on that cross, would he? But I thank the Lord in him, in due time, he said, we'll be exalted. And I think about how incredible the exalting of the Lord is with us. If we'll have the faith to believe it, you know how exalted, you know? That's that in the throne thing. He said, now I'm going to make them of the synagogue of Satan, all that dirty bunch. They're going to come and bow down and worship before thy feet. How's that kind of exalted? You got to read the word of God. You got to believe the word of God. And then by the grace of God, that word, praise the Lord, needs to dwell in you. And you need to dwell in that word. And I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about transcended, that you're actually there. Praise God. You're seeing it. You're rejoicing with him. Praise be to God. Don't you ever have things that you've hoped for in life that have been such joyous things that you felt you were going to attend or go to, and maybe just to kind of fantasize a little bit about how good it's going to be? You don't have to fantasize. He's giving you it right here. And that faith that he gives you, it becomes tangible. It's real. It has substance. And that's the promises of God. They're yea and amen. This is God's word. He said heaven and earth are going to pass away. Do you know that? Everything we see here, it's going to be gone. It's going to be completely gone. They're trying to save the world and save all these things. Let me tell you something. He's going to give a new heaven and a new earth. Know your Bible. That doesn't mean that I render unto Caesar what Caesar's. I want to be respectful in that regard, but I want to believe the word of God first. I know it's going to endure forever because that word is true, and the only thing that does is the word. And I thank God we are of the word because we're born of God. And I love that because that word has been established in us. Hallelujah. And I thank God in it growing up into him in all things. That's the word. We can have the word grow up into us in the fullness of him, to be able to experience as we go through life, to see these things happen, but yet understanding that those are the events that were specific for my life to grow my faith. And those events basically that happen are things that we see that naturally we can't understand how it's going to work for our good. It just can't work out. It can't be that way. And they get really personal. Because once again, we have this fantasy of how we should be as the men and women of God. You mean I can't just read all of that and just do it? I can't just have my script of all of the law and the ordinances. Now, wait a second. That's a handbook of handbooks. And I just need to sit down right here and, boy, I'm just going to map out my life. And here we go. We've all been there. Yep. And if we're honest with ourselves, by the grace of God, how many times over and over have you failed? And that's the faithfulness of God doing that in your life. And that you begin to trust him and rest upon him. And to really glory in what he finished for you. And I don't have to fear this flesh, do I? I don't have to be afraid and hesitant. Oh, you got to get over it. You can't trust you. It's not about the other guy. I'm talking about you. For your life. That's the one you should trust the least. Now, I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. And I'll tell you what, it gets far more personal than fearing another man's flesh. The flesh that I have the hardest time with, the flesh that I fear the most, is my flesh. If I'm real honest, oh yes, you got enough to deal with. I've got way too much to deal with. And I get this. Brothers and sisters, I'm talking about the fear. And I'm talking to we're family. And I thank God and the Spirit gives us utterance. But I'm speaking of the fear that Paul spoke of in Romans chapter 7. You really read in verse 18, you can see that there was a grip on him. Paul said, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh," and you put your name right there. "For I know that in Jesse, that is in Jesse's flesh, dwelleth no good thing." I can't even find one because it don't even exist. So right there I understand I better not look in there. Why look in an empty shack? Amen? But it even got worse. "For to will is present with me." That's even worse when you know what you should do. That's worse. But what? Yeah, man, I got a great idea here. This is the right decision. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. That's a scary place. That's a fearful place. That's a very sobering place, isn't it? I'm talking about the place where we all feel stuck. Where we all feel, "Lord, am I just a hypocrite? Have I just been spinning around and the enemy just got a hold of me so much?" But I thank God that's not me. Oh, no, it's not. The word of God says, "Whom he has made free is free indeed." Did you hear that again? You can feel like you have become a servant of sin. You can feel like all of these things, like you've got chains and you're bound and whatever it may be. But whom he has made free. And let me tell you something. I'm looking at the blood of Jesus out here. Praise God. It's on your life. And to know this and to know the victory in it. Whom he has made free. Are you free? Yes. Then you're free indeed. Indeed. Praise God. In what he's done, with what he's accomplished. And praise God, it's finished. Now I thank the Lord for that. And see, I'm going to tell you this. The flesh can't hear that. You can sit there and try to jam it in your head. And, "Oh, I'm free indeed. I'm free indeed." The flesh does not hear that. The inner man hears that. The inner man knows that. Praise God. Oh, yes. The Christ in me, praise the Lord, grabs hold of that. Because it says in Scripture, in John 8, it says, "He that is of God hears God's word." I love the simplicity of the gospel. You born again here today? Have you accepted Christ as your Savior? Praise the Lord. Then you're of God. And you hear God's word. Oh, yes, you do. Now, brothers and sisters, we are of God. And when I hear him, oh my, I see the new law. The new law. And I see that the new law is love. And when I hear him, I see the new rule, the new reign that I'm in. And that new rule is grace. Grace measures everything. Everything. So it's all measured by his unmerited favor. It's all measured by his unmerited mercy. His unmerited love. That's the measure. I'm here by the grace of God to not make any of that grace vain in my life. Not a drop of it. Not a bit of it. That's called a full overcomer. See, the grace is sufficient. The grace is that powerful. The grace is that buoyant. The grace is that forgiving. The grace is that strengthening. The grace gives me that joy. The grace, praise God, takes all the guilt away. The grace of God, praise the Lord, I forget those things which are behind, and I'm looking for Him. I'm looking for Him. I know He's coming for me. And I know it was always because of His grace He was coming for me. It never had to do with me. It's just because He loved me. I'm it. And I thank the Lord. We always cycle back to that wonderful, beautiful grace and mercy. And that's what we're here to praise Him for and to thank Him that, Lord, I see this. I begin to hear my reality over there, still here in Romans 8, praise God. Look at verses 3 and 4 of Romans 8. This is the reality. This is our life, brothers and sisters. In the third verse of Romans 8, it says, for what the law could not do. And the law can't do anything in your life. It can't do it. Why do you keep going back there? It can't do it. For what the law, it says, could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. You see that? That law's a wonderful thing. Praise God. But it was weak in the flesh. And that law, never forget it, its purpose was to magnify our guilt. It was to magnify the sin. That there would be no question. We need a Savior. Praise the Lord. It wasn't for us to post up as you walk in there. Oh my goodness, I got a long way to go. I'm so thankful it was all finished at the cross. The law and the ordinances which were against us. Know your word. Praise God for that word. Thank Him that there's nothing good in you. That statement that Paul, that we just read about, you know, I understand what I should do, but I don't do. I understand what's right, but how to perform it, it ain't here. If it stopped right there, we're done. We're going to go through it a little bit more, and it's complete victory. There's a purpose in the Lord showing you that. Because He wants His grace magnified. He wants vessels that come purely to praise Him for His mercy. His mercy. His amazing grace. And then it says in the Word of God, those are the ones that I've chosen before time, and I already got the outfit for you. All the riches of my glory. Every bit of it. We're going to be that city descending, having the very glory of God. Because this is our message. This is, praise God, His glorious proposal to our hearts. To understand it's Him. And to understand that He so loved us in this plan. And He made us perfectly for it. Perfectly. God, help me get over myself. Perfectly in need of grace. So it says here, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, oh Jesus, and for sin. What did He do? He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after, praise God, the Spirit. He condemned sin in the flesh. Oh, yes, He did. The just requirement of the law was fulfilled in us by Him. He did it, and it's done. And it's once and for all. Once and for all. Once and for all. It is finished. Now, I do thank the Lord. I believe He's getting somewhere with us today. Hallelujah. Now, I don't want you to get hung up there, though. Because, see, what's going to happen is you say, now, wait a second there, brother. It said right there in verse 4 at the very end, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. All right, now. It's saying, now, you got to do something here. I'm a little bit hung up. So what I need to do, that's telling me, is I need to stop walking after the flesh And I need to walk after the Spirit because I can direct my steps and walk. That's a child. That's a child. That's someone that is so ignorant in the truth, it's putrid. That's when you want to shake up your family and say, stop it. Stop it. God help us to be mature. God help us to be thankful sons of glory. Get on down to verse 9. What does it say? But ye are not in the flesh. But you want to hang out there, but you're not. You feel so good about saying, oh, I'm just so wretched, but you're not. What's it say there again? But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. And here is the qualifier. If so be, the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. All right, now, do we thank the Lord? Does the Spirit of God dwell in you? 1 Corinthians 3:16 answers it. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? Thank the Lord. Are you the temple of God? Does the Spirit of God dwell in you? Oh, yes, it does. Is it a seed that remaineth? Oh, yes, it is. Can you ever be separated from the love of God? No, you can't. Is it temporary life? Is it a subject to life? Or is it eternal and everlasting life? Amen. We know this, brothers and sisters, we do. The walk in the Spirit is not done by my effort. It's not. Nope. Nope. It's not. It's not done by anything of me. It was done. And it was done by faith in Him on that finished work on the cross. The Word of God tells us that we have put off the old man. You have. And we have put on the new man. We're brand new. I thank the Lord. It's just what it is. I'm not a temporary son of God. By the blood of Jesus, I am now a son of God. It's glorious. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. No. But we know. Oh, yes, we do know, don't we? When He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I thank God, oh, what I'm beginning to see as He is. The faith, praise God, that we are receiving because of the word of His grace of what we can become in Christ. His life lives in us, right? Isn't that the life that you have? Amen. Praise God. So that's the only life that could grow up in your life. That's it. Because it says in Galatians 2:20, when we accepted Christ, it said we are crucified with Christ. That means we died. Died. Nevertheless, we live. But it's not I that live. It's not you that live anymore. It's Christ that lives in you. Yes, see, the life of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we have that life of Him. That by the grace of God, the purpose is for that life to grow up in the fullness of Him. The fullness of His glory. Amen. And it says that the life that we live by the faith of the Son of God. See, that gives me such great hope. I think of the faith of Jesus as He lived. Amazing. Incredible. I'm relying completely on the Father. I'm trusting completely in the Word. I'm reliant and completely in full assurance of believing that that Word is true. Jesus never wavered. He went to that cross. He told him, he said, I'll tell you what, they're going to tear down this temple in 3 days. God's going to raise it up. Right. Oh, yes, He is. Told him everything in the Word of God that he knew. I'm going to ascend back to the Father. He told him, he that's seen me has seen the Father. Do you believe with the Word of God that he's received, that caused you to receive and caused you to take in, caused you to have, caused you to grow in? How like Him are you going to be when you see Him? Just a little bit? Or how about to the measure and the stature and the fullness of Him?
Hallelujah!
Amen. And why? Because the Word says it. See, we get excited about the Word saying it, about the Word performing it, about the Word is going to do it all. He said, I will perform. I will perform. I will perform the good work which I've begun in you. See, we're right back to, are we going to be confident in him or am I going to fear my flesh? Do I believe that I'm wonderfully and fearfully made for this journey? Is my camel just perfect? Those that don't get about the camel, that was that camel train that was taken, praise God, that precious Rebecca to the bridegroom. She was the one who was chosen. And that camel, praise God, that's you, that's me. We each got our own. And you study all about them. We've had some wonderful sermons on them. They're unruly, beastly, stinky. They spit, they bite. They're just awful creatures. But they're the only one that can make that journey. Your life in Christ is the only life that could make that journey. See, that's what's so supernatural about this. When you really see it, and you really know who you are, I'm wonderfully and perfectly made for his grace. I'm a total, perfect, wonderful failure for his grace. I'm such an incompetent, unfaithful, wonderful vessel for his grace. I've got a continual praise, praise the Lord, because of his feeding of this word and of this message. Not because I know it up here and I've heard it. Oh, I've heard that before. You might have, but you don't get it. You want to dwell in this and you want to feast in this. And it's a heart that just praises him constantly. And that's the victory. That's the overcoming power. It's that feeding that continually happens. And it triggers, praise God, that inner man. And it's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's what sits down upon us as we gather together. That's the anointing that happens in this place by the grace of God. That's the fire that gets in the vessels of glory. And they take off, praise God. Now, the question is it you? I believe him and I believe his word of God. Hallelujah. It is me. He would not be giving this to me. He would not have me hearing this if he wasn't going to accomplish it in the thing that he has sent. Why do we come to church? I want to come to church to hear the word of God and believe the word of God. I need him. Hallelujah. And oh, I got him. I got all of him. And every child of God, you got all of him. You've already been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Nothing in this life could ever compare. If they could give you an infinite worlds of all of the riches in this world, it couldn't compare. It will never compare. And what it won't compare to is the love of God. He just loves you so much. Oh, he loves us so much. Oh, hallelujah. He loves us so much. So let's close it up. Close it up. So I know there's got to be a question. You mean, brother, I'm not of the flesh? That's right. You're not. This is what the word of God says. Receive it. And you know what? If we're not of the flesh, then there's no need of fearing it. I thank the Lord. The word of God, it instructs us, it teaches us. We become wise unto our salvation. Wise. We're encased in this weakened thing. You're encased in it. And I thank the Lord how it's been preached in different ways, and I glory in God. You will never perfect this flesh. This flesh will always be the corruptible, sinful flesh. It always will be. But I thank the Lord, that's not me. And I'm thankful to God. He said, I condemn sin in the flesh. And I love that. I take that, you know what? That sin, yep, it's condemned. It's trapped. It's prisoned in this flesh. And it can't transfer over to the man I am in Christ. It can't. It cannot. And I thank the Lord. That's faith, brothers and sisters. That's faith. I've testified to it many, many times. Brother John Hill, as he came in my office, I was talking about it Friday night. He's with Jesus now, praising God for his grace, face to face. And I remember he came in that day and he said, "Oh, brother, I see it. I see it in such glory." He said, "All those things that I do that are so unseemly, that's not me." And let me tell you something. I thought Jesus was going to come right then. The glory that was in that room. It wasn't that he was trying to, you know, shirk responsibility or anything like that. It was all praise to the glory of God. And understanding this, brothers and sisters, and really receiving it in the fullness of the glory. Praise God. This shell, this sinful flesh, cannot touch the man that I am in Christ. And I'm not fearing it anymore. And I'm going to rejoice with the Apostle Paul in 7:25, where he says, "I thank God. I thank God with the mind, with the inner man. I serve the law. And I thank God with this sinful flesh. I serve sin." That's victory. That's victory. Thankfulness. Amen. And his faithfulness changes even the direction of our life. It changes how from we think to the very thoughts of him and how he thinks. It changes us for being, in a way, prisoners of this realm and this thought. And nothing's changed here. It's still sinful flesh. But it's changed. I got a renewing of my mind. And I'm thinking about, oh my goodness, ruling and reigning with him. I'm thinking about glorified together with him. I'm thinking about when I meet him in the air. I'm thinking, praise God, when we get together and after the half hour, we're going to be, you know what, bent for leather coming back here. Let me tell you something. I got a bronze statue of the wrath of God. But it ain't just sitting on my table. It's in my heart. I know who I am. But more importantly, I know who I am in Christ. And sometimes I don't feel real good. Sometimes I don't act real good. And I'll scare you all. That was earlier this morning. Not yet. That was earlier this morning. But God come in. And but God came in and ministered to who I am in Christ. And I've got a meeting with the sons of glory today. And we have an appointment with our Father this morning. And I got to get way past the thinking of the guilt and the weariness of what I wanted to absolutely nuzzle up to. And I needed to just let the mind of Christ tell me once again, "Son, you're my choice." Amen, honey.
Because perfect love casts out all fear.
Amen.
My love for you is perfect.
it is. Amen. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for the gentle river that you brought us down to today. Lord, how we need it. We just need to put our confidence in you. Help us to be attentive to your word. And Lord, joyful for the word. And joyful for the word for my life and my brother. Lord, that thanks be to God. Oh, hallelujah, where there is no law, there is no sin. Lord, the liberty that is in Christ is just so amazing. And God, let our praise and let that faith, God, just grow. Grow us up, those mature sons. God, that are thinking and rejoicing, God, with the very mind of Christ. Occupied with the things above, Lord. Occupied with what the bridegroom is preparing. Occupied, praise God, with what we will share in with the bridegroom forever. And Lord, thank you again for this assurance of faith that you have given us by your grace. We know it's the inner man. We know that it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Lord, let us live it now. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.